closely at the ceremonial scene next to you. Can you hear the drums beating in the house? Can you feel the rhythm that moves the dancers? Notice the figures with rods. They are bloodletting by piercing their cheeks. Music and dance ushered people into the presence of the divine, while playing music and bloodletting sustained the gods. In the flyer, or volador ceremony, the pole in the center represents the axis mundi. This central axis of the universe connects the earth with the supernatural. In the scene on the pedestal you just passed, the volador climbs the pole to get nearer to the divine who resides in the sky. Getting physically closer, he can entreat the gods for rain and agricultural fertility.
The different levels of the axis mundi are also visualized in the house feasting scene on the next pedestal. On the upper floor, a family gathers for a feast, while down below, you can see an underground tomb where ancestors would be buried. Ancestors were central to Mesoamerican religion and were honored through ritual sacrifices and offerings such as music, food, incense, and blood. Notice the deceased figures shown in the lower level of the house. One lovingly holds another's head. The juxtaposition of these two scenes underscores the physical and spiritual proximity between living and dead. In Mesoamerica, music playing was considered a masculine activity. All three objects in the large case on the next wall portray male musicians. The rattle figurine shows a male wearing a mask invoking the Fat God, a household Maya deity related to death and fertility. Meanwhile, the seated noble portrayed in the whistle figurine holds an incense bag and wears a mask of human skin as part of a human sacrifice. The whistle was likely used in a ceremony calling forth an ancestor and helped people to communicate with him.